This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pugh for avweb.com. Marketing claims aside, breakthroughs in aerodynamic design are rare. Most are evolutionary steps. The result we're all looking for is less energy invested for more return in speed and endurance. What we're looking for is efficiency. Unfortunately, in aircraft, that pursuit can often lead to other, sometimes undesirable, dynamics. Low wing loadings bring bumpier rides, and high efficiencies in some flight regimes can yield other results in other flight regimes. It's a game of compromise. John W. McGinnis has been working on a new approach. His pursuit of aerodynamic efficiency combines multiple principles and has led him to design the Synergy. He's here to tell us more. John, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Glenn.
Please give us an introduction. What was the motivation for the design, and what did you hope to achieve? And also, when did all this start?
Oh, it started when I was a little kid. And when I was a teenager, Dad thought we'd someday build an airplane, so it was always in my head we'd do that. I had a business excuse to do it in 2005, so I looked at what airplane should we build. And I just decided I wanted the awesomest airplane I could get my hands on. It led me to reconsider making another rotan derivative plane, like a Velocity or something like that.
And so how did you approach it? Most of the press coverage lists six major points. It lists laminar flow, non-planar configuration, wake-immersed propulsion, open thermodynamic cycle, pressure thrust, optimum volumetric displacement waveform.
They're asleep already, Glenn.
Yeah. What does all that mean, and how does it play out in the real world?
Well, all it really means is that there's a lot of aeronautical technologies that we've left on the shelf, and there's good reasons why we've left them on the shelf, but it's time to take them off the shelf. I've known about them since I was a teenager, and the breakthrough for me was finding a configurational advantage, something that unlocked the key to using these other known technologies in a simpler and more economical way. So the airplane has to get out of the way of itself, and that's what part of what Synergy does in breaking the mold there.
Well, it's a hard design to visually describe, but could you give it a try?
Yeah, you know, you're right. It is. It's kind of organic looking and kind of a pointy fighter-esque style of swept wing airplane. If you look at it from the top, just imagine a little bit of a swept wing, but it comes back and makes a bit of a diamond shape from the top view because the tail surfaces, the elevons, are back there and they kind of touch the wingtips. But it's not a joined wing and it's not a box wing. When you look at it from the front, it kind of looks like a box wing, but the tails, which is they actually push down, come inward from the wingtips up above and behind the wings. And they're supported on a pair of V-tails. So it's a wild-looking airplane. You know, our test pilot for the radio-controlled version said, you know, I've never flown anything that looks that wicked before, and it kind of stuck. It was a really funny way of seeing it.
You mentioned this earlier about the downforce from the tail. That is something that's not necessarily so obvious looking at it, at least from the front, because, like you said, it's sort of a box configuration in that it looks like there's a lower wing and an upper wing, but that's not how it works in practice, is it?
Yeah, you know, everyone from NASA to Burt Rutan thought it was a box wing at first, but it's a double box tail. It's actually the first type of aircraft of that category. And so those tails are actually pushing down, and they're throwing air the wrong way. They're throwing air up in the back near the wingtip. And what it does is it creates stability in the manner of a normal airplane tail, so we don't really get into the weird behaviors that you sometimes have with tandem wings and box wings and things like that. This is a very very predictable and normal airplane, conventional in every respect. But we get stability and control by way of induced drag reduction. So we have a lot more span efficiency than you'd normally have. The other thing that you have is some nice turn behaviors. You know, there's no adverse yaw condition. It's actually got a proverse yaw condition. We can tailor it a little bit. So the idea that you would never step on your rudder pedals except for crosswind landings or something like that is a main component of what we want to develop and implement.
Have you been able yet to gather quantifiable results as far as efficiency goes? Do we know what you're capable of pulling in through this design?
Yeah, we do. But they're not defensible at this point. So there's no point talking about things you haven't proven. The whole point of the program is to get to defensible, quantifiable facts. And we don't know. You know, there are limitations on our existing ability to compute some of the novel aspects of the design. But the basics are we passed our targets a long, long time ago, so it's all bonus points from here.
So what you're saying is you're satisfied with the results you've gotten in computer modeling and also in the RC scale, but you don't really want to talk about these things until you have a hard, fast example. I guess that means a full-scale prototype in the air with demonstrable results. Is that the case?
Yes, that's exactly the case. First of all, you know, anyone that would believe me would be foolish. Secondly, you know, full-scale flight test is an interplay of a lot of variables, and we are playing with all of those variables, and we're tailoring them. So we'll know what we have when we have it. I'm not trying to set the world on fire with some kind of a performance demonstration or anything else to push the envelope. This is a very, very middle-of-the-road practical airplane. It's designed to be roomy and comfortable and quiet and highly fuel-efficient and basically have triple the fuel efficiency for you if you're flying cross country.
Let's talk a little bit about that. It's a plan that seats five, correct? And what horsepower are we pushing it with?
The design seats five in a very roomy configuration. You can pack seven people in there in a conventional configuration if you want. It's flying on a 200, it's designed for a 200 horsepower Delta Hawk diesel engine. We have a 180 horsepower Delta Hawk diesel engine in hand, and that'll be more than adequate for our initial needs.
And we're looking at, in practice, a go high, go fast sort of aircraft. How would you describe it?
You know, that brings the whole thing to front and center, which is that if you want to design an airplane that changes the game, you have to look at two things at once that compete with one another. You have to look at the need for low induced drag, the kind of drag reductions that are important at low speed, for climb, for cruise, and for high altitude. But you also have to look at design for high speed, because speed is everything to a truly disruptive airplane performance. You have to be able to go fast. So we are taking aim at both of those things at the same time through a novel approach involving laminar flow, natural laminar flow, powered boundary layer control, wake immersed propulsion, and pressure thrust on the fuselage. So between all of those proven technologies, it's a totally different way of approaching the problem.
Well, in that you are sort of waiting on the prototype aircraft, where are we in the design process? And I guess more important for everyone else, what's the goal? Are you headed toward a one-off proof of concept? Are you producing a kit? Are you looking to have a certified design? Where are we now? Where are we going?
The problem with my taste is if it's good enough for me, it's good enough for an awful lot of people. I'm pretty picky. We started showing this airplane and people liked it, and that's what started the ball rolling in the first place. So we need to make gazillions of them somehow. We're a long ways from that. All I can do is make sure that the design has as much opportunity as it can possibly have. When we first unveiled it, it was in the context of the Green Flight Challenge. We didn't have what we needed to get to do a one-off for that, so we returned our attention to building the full-scale production version of the airplane. It's not a production prototype, but it will have the ability to go into production prototyping and become very rapidly a fast-build, easy-to-assemble kit aircraft. And if that can be done successfully in volume, well, then maybe there's a certified future for it.
Well, I think we're all aware that there are very serious cost challenges in that sort of adventure. How are you going about trying to tackle those?
You know, we've got one job. Our job right now is overwhelming, and it's involving hands-on fabrication and design in the computer and lots of things that we don't have the staff and the time for. So we've tapped into a pretty enthusiastic volunteer base from all over the country, all over the world for that matter, and they're helping us out. But the fact is that we have never had our budget. You know, the budget on this kind of thing is clear. So you figure it out, you know what you're going to need, then you write it up, and there it is. But we've never had it. I couldn't let that stop us. And it didn't stop us. We're just moving ahead. I think we're going to just go out with a public Kickstarter campaign here and see what happens and get some backing behind our effort to finish the science project phase. And then there's a business plan, and that business plan ought to be fundable.
The Kickstarter campaign, that's as sort of an online platform where ideas can be funded as projects by just individuals interested in seeing them succeed, right?
That's true, yeah.
And so when do you expect to kick that off?
Very soon, maybe next week.
The goal as you go forward, where do we go from here? What's the very next step? Is it the Kickstarter campaign?
Yeah, we need to keep rolling. So if we can fund ourselves through the Kickstarter campaign, we'll have operational capital. It'll take us through to Oshkosh. If we get a really overwhelming level of support from that program, we might be able to accelerate our schedules. And then, you know, we'll see. I'm not going to try to conform to anybody else's schedule without a budget to match it.
We've been speaking with John McGinnis, designer of the Synergy aircraft concept. I'm Glenn Pugh for avweb.com. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.